Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It is Friday, and I am excited to be here. It is January 1, 2016. So, 2015 is gone. Whatever you didn't do, it's throw it away, push it under the rug, forget about it, because it's not coming back. But what you can do is keep moving forward and get everything together that you wanted to get together for the 15th. Start rolling on the 16th. Hey, man, I gotta like that. Rolling on the 16th. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. Man, that is an awful lot of goddamn places. And you can catch my show at 9 p.m. in Buenos Aires. Man, I mean, I am just all over the darn place. And in 2015, we got our ranking. I am the number one lifestyle radio show on the World Wide Web. Matter of fact, a friend of mine, his name is Donnie Walker, he had me on his show, and he sent me a Facebook thing to me, man, I knew better than to have a Chicago guy on my show, because now he's number one, and dag. My show is brought to you with financial support from listeners, just like you, and if you want to support the show, you can by going to my website at www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. If you want to listen to the show at any time, when you're in your car, over your girlfriend's house, your cousin, your uncle, at the club, at the beauty salon, just dial 347-633-9376 and you can listen to the show on any kind of phone that you got, or while you're in your new car with the internet, you can easily go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and I will be right there in your car in the next front seat, sitting next to you, looking out the window, saying, man, who is all those people out there listening to Don McClure? We reached 165,485 listeners last year. And I am so proud to have all of you as my team, my family, my fans, my supporters, my friends. I could not have done that without you. So, I mean, it's a gas. They call them rock and rollers. That's what they call them. As we start off a brand new year, tonight's topic is celebrating the new year 2016. I call this the year of promotion, because now whatever you did in 15 and created, it's time to really promote it and get it going. the joy of celebrating a new year, looking back at what 2015 gave us and how 2016 will be a better year for your plans, your goals, and your direction. Each year should bring change. Now that 2016 is here, it is January 1. Take a serious look at your plans, not just what you think you want to do, but what you know you must do to continue to build on your life. Will you invest more, plan stronger, complete your goals that were set in 2015? Have you really put together a real plan of action? And will you take the lead and grow? All of this will help you where you are headed for in 2016. And the thing is, what's so important, I have 6 new books coming out this year, starting with the release of my new book, My Sister Tiana, which is a spy thriller that's based on true life events. Well, some true life events. But then I'm also going to do the Bass Reeves story, which is the first Black deputy U.S. Marshal in 1875, and that is based on true life events. I want to do a book called The Blue Rose, based on the true life ending of Antonio Vivaldi, the greatest Italian composer that ever lived. I'm working on a book called Beyond Dreams, 9 in the Field, a story of young women playing baseball in the Little League, and part 2 of my great book, the series, Raziel, Rage of the Demons, which is from the dark side of the earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. And then the last book I'm going to work on probably is I Love Being a Butterfly, a children's story about loving and being yourself. And of course, my book, my name is Cesare. She is the daughter of Tiana and David Stewart. And it's going to be about her life as she attends her last year of high school. So, I mean, we got a lot of great stuff, a lot of great stuff to bring you. Tonight's featured artist track is Anthony Cornelius Hamilton. And most people call him Anthony Hamilton. He was born January 28, 1971 in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is an American R&B singer with a great style, great songwriter. He's a record producer who rose to fame with his platinum-selling second studio album, Coming In From Where I'm From. Man, so we're going to be talking about Anthony. We got some tracks to play by him first on our show to open it up, to get you going. And the track is called Fallen by Anthony Hamilton. And I like this track, man. I just went crazy over Anthony Hamilton in this track. you're talking about a track. Man, every time I play that, I feel like I'm falling in love. I just can't get it. Yeah. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, it's something wrong with that red tea I be drinking. But I like that Anthony Hamilton. You know what? And again, he has done some great stuff. Did you know, from my understanding, he helped write the theme song or one of the songs in Django, the movie with, what is that boy's name? Anyway, he's in the movie, and it's a pretty good movie, and we're going to talk about that on my board. My producer looked at me and said, Don. I said, okay, all right, I got to try to remember. Jamie Foxx, that's who it was. But this guy was born in 1971, Charlotte, North Carolina. He's bad. He is also known for the song Freedom, which is what I was talking about, from the soundtrack album of Django Unchained, co-written and sung as a duo with indie soul singer Elena Boynton, B-O-Y-N-T-O-N. Hamilton started singing in his church choir at the age of 10. He attended South Mecklenburg High School, where he sang in their award-winning choir under the direction of Mark Setzer. In 1993, he left Charlotte and headed to New York City, where he signed with Andre Harrell, Uptown Records. Hamilton also co-wrote the 1999 hit, You Know What's Up, for singer Donnell Jones. In 2000, he joined soul singer D'Angelo international tour in promotion of Voodoo album, on which he was a backup singer. 2004 to present, Hamilton was featured on Jadakiss, J-A-D-A-K-I-S-S, the 2000 hit, Why, which was also nominated for Best Rap Song Collaboration in 2005, and two of Tupac's remix songs. Hamilton also contributed to 2002's Thug's Mansion, a 7-inch remix, and 2006 Dear Mama, Frank Nitti remix. Man, Hamilton's first put together of, I guess, a complete association with other people in an album called Soulful was composed of songs recorded during the early part of his career. His previous works were released in June 2005, Ain't Nobody Worrying. His gold-selling third album was released on December 13th, 2005. Hamilton was featured on a track from the R.H. Factor's 2003 album, Hard Groove, called K-Wan. Wow. I mean, it's just some more. We got some more stuff to tell you about him, too. Who else he was featured with, and from 2004, some other things. But I really like this guy. I'm serious. I think that he's good. We've got some more great tracks for you to play and to listen to. Well, actually, for me to play, for you to listen to. Man, that's too much red tea. And we are going to play the track of Natalie Cole singing with her dad, because Natalie Cole just died at the age of 65. Great talent, great singer. Beautiful, beautiful young woman. I just really like all the photographs we put on our signboard to let you look at. But we got more great music for you. And we got two or three tracks that we're going to be doing live tracks from the live performances of Amy Winehouse, Whitney Houston, and Mary J. Blige singing with Whitney Houston. So we got some tough music coming up for you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only Don S. McClure, who has been rated the number one best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web. And to all my friends out there that have shows, sorry, guys. I'm just the best. I'm just the best. I'm just the best. Nah, 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 nah. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Let me play this track by Lena James. We got some more down in the basement, some funk, some stuff. We just going to get you. We just going to get you tonight. Go in the basement and just clap your hands off.
Take a look in your little black book. You'll find it. No.
about down in the basement. Nobody gonna love you like Don McClure. If I was on the ice cream truck, I wouldn't give you no ice cream. You know, I've always talked about the little ice cream girls. And man, I talked to my therapist, Dr. K, and she said, Don, stop talking about the ice cream girls. They're going to give you a complex. I say, man. But when I hear those songs down in the basement, I don't know about you, but man, we used to go to some basement parties and just act crazy. I mean, insane. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday night on the 1st of January, 2016. We have made it. Yay! And that's the corniest. My sister says on her show, I'm going to have to listen to her shows because she say her audience is better than my audience. I said, get out of here, sis. She said, yeah, they're really doing some things. I said, okay, all right, I'm going to have to just check you out. I'm going to play this track by August Alsina, A-L-S-I-N-A, Alsina, I guess that's what it is. It's a track called Job, and it is featuring Anthony Hamilton and Jadakiss, J-A-D-A-K-I-S-S. This is a track that I love. He's talking about jobs and the little ice cream girls. I just had to tell them I had a job and I wasn't going to give it up. And they couldn't have no more free ice cream. So I don't care. Oh, man, that was corny. Wasn't that corny? But I have to tell you about the movies I saw the other day. They were really good. I am enjoying my show. I'm looking for my teacup, though. I had to look around, and I got a silver flask, and it's full of red tea, and it is really delicious. But let me play this track by August Alsina, A-L-S-I-N-A, and it's called Job. So I know all of you want to relate to that, because you don't want to quit your job.
Lord knows I work hard. But I still gotta stay on my job. Cause I ain't trying to get laid off. Won't stop until the day that I'm a
know somebody's tired of assisted living. Waking every morning saying I gotta get it. Focused on the paper, can give you time to visit. Drugged in a second, flipping, just trying to make a living. Baby, shaking on the pole just to make the issue. Single mama facing drama so they can feed their children. Niggas strung out on that dope just cause they had a taste. And niggas stopping out of school on a paper chase. Who am I to hate? I ain't touching cause I can relate. Skip this girl getting high, just trying to motivate. Trying to make it till I make it till I'm delicate. Lost so many homies, can't fix another way. Another loss, another cop, another mistake. Nothing standing my way. I've been through a hurricane of pain and I'm standing today. And if you watch it on your grind, fuck whoever hate. Just pay attention and concentrate. Yeah, nigga, it's crunch time. And I'm just trying to eat just like a kid at lunchtime. And if you thought it was a joke, it ain't no punchline. Ain't nothing standing in my way, I'm about to get mine. It's hard work.
Lord knows I work hard, but I still got to stay on my job. Cause I ain't trying to get laid off. Won't stop till the day that I'm a boss, yeah. It's hard work. Lord knows I work hard.
My sons and my daughters need me. Yeah. I get it off soon as it comes. Make your order speedy. I'm on a hell of a run. I thank the Lord completely. I'm putting overtime in, so I'm sort of sleepy. And I haven't slept in years, so that's sort of creepy. Gotta beat me fair and square, but you ain't gonna cheat me. Now carry the weight of the world on my shoulders weekly. Blame the universe, that's how the stars work. Yeah, play your hand, that's how the cards work. Nah, ain't nothing planned, this is God's work. We working hard, cause
yeah,
it's hard
nigga,
work.
It's crunch time, and I'm just trying to eat just like a kid at lunchtime. And if you thought it was a joke, it ain't no punchline. Ain't nothing standing in my way, I'm up to get mine. It's hard work.
But Lord knows I work hard, but I still got to stay on my job.
Hard work, hard work, yeah. Sell that ice cream, yeah, yeah. You better know that you gotta get the ice. Oh, okay, all right. Oh, man. Did you know, when I heard that song, I thought about rewriting the lyrics so it fit with my little ice cream song. You know I got to keep my ice cream job because I know it's hard, 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 hard. Oh, man. If that wasn't corny, I don't know what it is. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number you can listen in all over the world by just dialing in is 347-633-9376. That's the number you could dial to listen in. Or you can go on the internet to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And you will be on the greatest show on the planet. I mean, we are really growing. And I am so thrilled and so happy to have all my fans and supporters. We got some great things coming up for you this year. Some live outdoor concerts, some live outdoor parties, listening parties. So, man, we're going to crank it up. Make it crunk, make it stunk, make it gunk, whatever the words they use today. But man, we're going to fire it up in 2016 because 2015 is gone. So as I told you, whatever you didn't do, whatever you thought you wanted to do, you need to let that go. It's time for a new year and start to really generate promotions for what you do. And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And I just like saying that. You know, I'm going to see my name in lights this year all over on a billboard. Man, they're creating a monster. Don. Don is a monster. He's on attack. He's gobbling up the cities. What do? Call the military. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Fire those guns on Don. Oh, man. I think you've been drinking too much red tea. Let me play this track by two divas, Whitney Houston and Mary J. Blige. They're doing a live session of Ain't No Way by Aretha Franklin. Check that out. And man, when I heard the live session, blew my mind. So I'm going to play it for you tonight. We're going to slow it down, and then we're going to play our featured song by Natalie Cole. But in the meantime, in between time, two divas, Whitney Houston and Mary J. Blige on stage live.
Diva, oh, the bitch. Yeah, this song is to me one of her classic songs, and I love it so much. And I asked someone to come and help me do some justice, and I happen to love her very much. She's a good friend of mine. Please welcome to the stage Miss Mary J. Blige.
Love you if you
Jay Bly and Whitney Houston. And you know what? If the guy didn't get it to understand, ain't no way. They must have said, ain't no way, 147 times. There ain't no way, ain't no way, ain't no way, ain't no way. And that's what I used to have to tell them girls on the ice cream truck. I'm sorry. I'd be rolling down the street. There was a driver sitting in the front, an older guy that hired us. And I'd ring my little ice cream bell, and they'd come running, and I'd say, it ain't no way. It ain't no way you can have an ice cream. It ain't no way, no way, no way. Oh, man. They used to throw rocks at me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only on January the 1st, 2016. And you know what? Just think about when you talk to somebody, and they don't get or they can't comprehend what you're saying. Just keep saying, ain't no way, ain't no way, ain't no way. Oh, man, that was corny as heck. Let me find this track by the incredible movie star of the world. I mean, this girl was really good. I'm looking for her right now. We're going to play the track called Unforgettable, dedicated to Natalie Cole and her father, Nat King Cole, but Nat Cole, as they call him. I mean, a phenomenal young woman. And I was talking to somebody today. I was talking to their grandmother. And she said, Don, that is really nice of you. And I said, yeah, I remember all the good things about her. So I'm not going to talk about anything bad or sad because this girl was a talent. And again, she died at age 65. But her talent was just remarkable. So let's give a listen to Unforgettable by Natalie Cole when she paired up with her dad to do the track.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far,
like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me, never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way,
and forevermore. That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
That's Don McLuhan. My teachers used to sing that song when I was in school. Oh, man. My mother said, yeah, you really are unforgettable. Sometimes I wish, I don't know. I say, Ma, how could you say that about me? She said, you're unforgettable. Oh, man. I know my maid to say, okay, Mr. McClure, you are telling a story. Don't tell stories on the radio. Oh, man, that was a heck of a song. Unforgettable. And I am so sorry she is gone. She was such a great entertainer, Natalie Cole. So whenever you get a chance to play her tracks, play it with a lot of enthusiasm that, hey, this was a great young woman. And sometimes they go through changes, but that young lady had talent, her dad had talent, and they were just phenomenal. That's all we could say. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, who's unforgettable, and I think I'm going to play that for my theme song sometime. Don, you know, God tells me that all the time. Don, you are so unforgettable. He say, I wonder. what the heck made me make you? I said, God, I can't believe you said I'm unforgettable. He said, yeah, you are really unforgettable. Oh, man. You listen to the Donis McClure Show, and tonight we are featuring Anthony Hamilton as our live artist that we're promoting tonight. Actually, not live, but he's doing some great tracks, and he's every week, every month, as long as we're on the show. I can't get it together. We usually have a featured soundtrack by an artist that we like a lot. And Anthony Hamilton is our featured artist for tonight. Great guy. We're going to talk more about him later on in the show. But right now we're going live. Tonight we're playing a lot of live tracks. We're going to take you live to a young lady who is just dangerously bad. Layla Hathaway. She's doing her rendition of Angel. I think that was by Anita Baker. But she's doing live at a concert. And man, she turned it out. Now, from what I read, the reports say that nobody has sang Angel live like Layla Hathaway. Nobody, 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 nobody. So I want you to get a chance to take a listen to live Layla Hathaway, Donny Hathaway's little girl, singing Angel.
Just a piece of his heart, my angel. Oh, angel, you're my angel. Oh, angel, dreams are dreams. Dreams come true.
Now, that was my girl, Layla Hathaway, live. And you know what happened? I kid you not. Last week, I was talking to God. I was in the car driving. And I was actually playing that song, singing, Angel. And he said, Don, stop saying the word angel, because you know you're a little devil. I said, hey, what are you doing in my car anyway? You're supposed to be burning some bushes or spitting some rivers or running some red seas or something. He said, Don, let me tell you something. You got one more time to crack on me. He said, I do not sound like I was in a Cecil B. DeMille movie. There was no God. You said, I don't even sound like that. I say, well, look, I'm only going by what they say. But why are you in my car? You preload. He said, well, I'm going to strike you one day. I'm going to get you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and that was Angel. And actually, they was talking about me when they wrote that song. They just said, Don, you're such an angel. You're such a sweetie beatie. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And my best friend is shaking his head like, well, I know God going to get you. And anyway, you're listening to my show, the one and only. The only one that could talk to God the way he does. See, the rest of y'all be doing, oh, please, God, please. God be like, Don, you better straighten up. He said, that's why I had your maid talking to you. I said, oh, okay, all right. Hey, do you remember the movie, Mr. Ed, where the horse would talk? I wonder, is our horse is going to talk to me one day? I don't know. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We are playing some great music. We've got another track by our featured artist, and actually, he's featured on a track called Say That by Lela James. And everybody in the world knows I am crazy about Lela James. So let me play this track called Say That by Lela James featuring Anthony Hamilton, the man. Anthony, a bad guy too, man. Just bad.
Sky name.
that you want me, say that you want me, that you want me, baby, you want me. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Can you imagine Lela James on stage with Anthony Hamilton and they singing that to each other? That's mind-blowing. I'm serious. Say that you want me, Don. Say you want me so you can give me your ice cream, all of it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And I am having a ball on the 1st of January. So as I said, the joy of celebrating a new year, looking back at what 2015 gave us and how 2016 will be a much better year. Have you added your plans, your goals, and your direction each year? It should bring you some change. So now that 2016 is here and it is January 1, take a serious look at your plans, not just what you think you want to do, but what you know you must do to continue to build on your life. That is so important. So I'm going to play Phyllis Hyman, Old Friend. And I love this song. Man, I cry every time I hear this song because I think about my old ex-girlfriends that just took all my ice cream. And they used to sing this song to me. I don't need to quit telling that story. But I do like the song, though. Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, friend, this is where I have been in need.
I told you. I don't know why I played that song. My glasses all fogged up, and I'm just crying all over my keyboard. Oh, friends. It's like being at one of them parties, and you see your ex-girlfriend coming there with a guy, and she got on this hot red dress, and you go like, oh, man, I lost it. I lost her. Can I get her back, please? It's something seriously wrong with Don. Okay, anyway, that's Phyllis Hyman, old friend. I mean, I got to wipe my eyes. And my nose is running. Oh, man. I got about 18 tissues all balled up down in the studio. I know when they clean up, they're going to say, damn, who was crying down here? You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. I am the one and only. And I can't play that Phyllis Hyman song no more. That just messes me up, man. I got to clean out my glasses. We're going to go live again with Amy Winehouse, More Than You'll Ever Know. I mean, Amy, she sang the heck out of this. I kid you not. Amy Bad. Amy Winehouse, when she was around, I mean, could cut up. She'd take a song and just cut it up. I mean, cut it like a razor. So let's listen to Amy Winehouse, More Than You'll Ever Know. And sit back and think about this, man. I mean, just think if you're in a club and a guy is singing this to you or a girl is singing this to you, looking at you in your eyes more than you'll ever know. Man, you'll go crazy. You'll run out the door. Hope you don't run into a cab or something. Oh, man, Don, come on now. Straighten up. Slap yourself. Pop, 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 pop. Do right sometime.
If I ever leave you, baby, you're gonna say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, I hurt myself as well. Is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you more than you ever know. More than you ever know. Paycheck went. I brought it all home to your baby. I'll never spend one more cent. Now, is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? I love you more than you ever know. Oh, more than you ever know.
but I can be anything that you demand. I could be king of everything, or just a tiny grain of sand. Now, is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you more than you would ever know. Oh, I don't want nobody else. I don't need nobody else. Oh, oh, I love you more than you ever know.
Man, Amy Winehouse. Woo! Yay! Woo! Ha! Woo! Man, just think of you as a club with the smoke. Well, you don't want to be in there with the smoke, but it'd be a smoke-filled room. Oh, man, people be crying, begging their girlfriends, begging their boyfriends, more than you'll ever know. You know, I just got an email in from my priest. He said, Don, it's 2016, and I thought you were going to do better And I say, man, what are you doing on a radio show on a Friday night? Don't you have some Hail Marys to go say or some full of grace? Ooh, he say, Doc, God going to get you. Oh, man. But that's Amy Winehouse, live, more than you'll ever know. So, you know, when you're on the internet searching, just go to YouTube, one of the greatest production things out there, and search for some names. We're going to play the Commodores, Sweet Love. Especially after Amy been crying and I've been crying about the ice cream girls, and my maid keeps sending me these emails to my Mr. McClure, do right, do right, do right. Oh man, I'm glad I only see her on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't think I could take every day of her. Can you imagine your mother saying to you every day, do right, Don, Dad? Anyway, let me play the Commodore Sweet Love on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is 8:07. And man, this time is flying by, but I'm enjoying my fans. Mwah, 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 mwah. Sending all my kisses out. And I know you love me more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. Oh, man.
With all the lonely people trying could find their way. All they need is a hand to guide them.
And I got to tell you this story for real. Some friends of mine had a singing group, and one of the guys kind of sounded like Lionel Richie, and he got laryngitis. So they said, Don, could you fill in? And I said, yeah, I'm going to fill in for Lionel, whatever your name is. And I want you to feel love. Oh, man. I know Lionel Richie will say, Don, I do not sound like that. But anyway, they won the talent show because of me. Why? Don S. McClure. And I know you've been searching. You've been searching so long. I'm going to play this track. I'm telling you, the first is driving me crazy. I'm going to play a track by Rachel Farrell, Till You Come Back to Me. And I mean, you know what, when I'm in the studio tracking this stuff, I have so much fun, man. I mean, it is just a joy to be able to just pick the greatest music in the world to play on the greatest show. And again, I'm going to send a shout out to all my radio friends that have radio shows. I'm so sorry that I got voted number one on the internet. But you guys, you know what? I like you. I like your shows. I like what you do. And so don't send me any more notes on Facebook to my, you know, I gave my microphone to Don S. McClure, and now he's beating me. Did you know one of them say he was going to play the theme song to Star Wars? Dun, 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 dun. We're coming to get Don McClure. We're going to take over his show. Ooh. And you know what I tell him? I find your lack of faith disturbing. Oh, man. Don, where do you come up with these corny jokes from? Just corny, corny, corny. Let me play this track by Rachel Farrell, especially after Lionel and the Commodores did that one. Sweet Love. But this is a good one. This, I kid you not.
Yeah.
Rachel Farrell. So if you're looking for any of the tracks that I play, you can get them on Amazon.com. Just go to the digital music, key it in. You can find their tracks on iTunes and just all over the place. And these are some of the greatest artists in the world. I mean, I really appreciate their music. We're going to play a track called Sweet Ones by Sarah Sleen. And actually, this is a track from my Christmas musical, too, which is talking about KK and her bakery shop. And she's an entrepreneur, but it's called Sweet Ones. And I love the track, and you'll like it. And again, don't forget, this year I've got a complete musical coming out. Our new studio is opening up. We'll be able to give some actual live parties where you could drink my red tea and have some juice and just act crazy, just act buck wild. I don't know if I can say buck wild on the radio, but buck wild. Oh, that's probably old as Methuselah. Let me play this track. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love my audience. You've had me here for 4.5 years. And June 22nd, I'll be celebrating 5 years. And don't forget to get my anniversary cup. Yes, it's $19.99. It's on my website for celebrating my 5-year anniversary. So I want to see those orders come in. But thank you. Let me play this track. And when I come back, we got a couple of PSAs and we got more great music on the one and only Don S. McClure and the Don S. McClure Show.
I can't see.
Hey, I didn't know the song had stopped. I was upstairs in the studio messing around, and the actual board went out. Man, I got to cut that out. I'm listening upstairs, and it's still playing. I apologize. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Let me play these quick PSAs, and when I come back, we've got more great music. We've got a few more minutes into the show, and I am enjoying my Friday. And I went like, what the heck am I doing? I need to be downstairs at the control board.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate. Listen to your body. Go get checked. Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we've got more tracks by Lela James. One track called Set Me Free that I love to play every time I get a chance. And of course, I am a Lela James fan. So let's listen to Set Me Free, celebrating the new year, 2016. And now we're ready to do battle with the world and conquer. So you've got your chance. Today is the first day. You've got 364 more days that you could make it the best that you want it to be. No longer sitting on the sideline. So let's listen to Lela James, Set Me Free.
Didn't call.
Well, I'm going to play my last track. It's almost time for me to get out of here. I have enjoyed the first day of the year being back. As I said, we're going to be celebrating 5 years this year. And definitely, I want you to come to the five-year party in June on the 22nd. And if that's on a weekday, we'll make it on a Friday so we can party, 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 party. But again, it has really been a blessing to have so many fans and supporters, and I thank you a lot. I'm going to play this track by India. I just want to hang around you, and I just want to hang around you because I know you like hanging around me, and I just want to hang around you so you can hang around me. Oh, man. I wish you'd get some new jokes. That was corny. But this is by India for our Latin segment. I just want to hang around you. And I love this girl singing this track. So let's get it on before I get out of the studio. And believe me, I am so happy to be with you here at a new year. I've had a ball tonight. It has been great being on the air with you. I'm going to get ready to say goodnight, and I think I might go eat some ice cream. I just have a thing about ice cream. I don't know what it is, especially Häagen-Dazs. But I've got some new products I'm going to tell you about next week, and we're going to open a segment up where if people send us their information, we can announce what events they're having in the city of Chicago and actually all over the country. So we are really growing, and I thank my audience for listening in. And again, you are on the Don S. McClure Show. I love you so much. Take care of yourself, and remember, you only have one life to live, and so I want you to enjoy it because only have one life. I don't know why I'm repeating everything tonight. It's something, seriously, I got to check that out. I got to see what's going on, man, and see what the heck is happening with me. But anyway, tonight has been a gas. I've really enjoyed it. And I'm trying to find my final track. I don't know why I'm looking all over my board. Man, I need to organize this stuff after I play it. Anyway, I've got to go. You have a good time. Enjoy yourself on the road. Be safe out there. It's the first of the year. And mwah, 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 I love you. And see you next Friday.
Lord knows I work hard.
Lord knows I work hard.
But I still got to stay on my
job.
Because I ain't trying to get laid off. Won't stop until the day that I'm a boss.
I know somebody's tired of assisted living. Waking every morning saying I gotta get it. Focused on the paper, can you turn the vision? Drugged in a second, flipping, just trying to make a living. Baby, shaking on the floor just to make some wishes. Single mom, facing drama so they can see their children. Niggas strung out on that dope just cause they had a taste. And niggas hopping out of school on a paper chase. Who am I to hate? I ain't touching cause I can relate. Skip this girl, feeling high, just trying to motivate. Trying to make it till I make it till I'm delicate. Lost so many homies, can't fix another way. Another loss, another cop, another mistake. Nothing standing in my way. I've been through a hurricane of pain and I'm standing today. And if you watch it on your grind, fuck whoever hate. Just pay attention and concentrate. Yeah, nigga, it's crunch time. And I'm just trying to eat just like a kid at lunchtime. And if you thought it was a joke, it ain't no punchline. Ain't nothing standing in my way, I'm about to get mine. It's hard work.
Lord knows I work hard, but I still got to stay on my job. Cause I ain't trying to get laid off. Won't stop till the day that I'm a boss, yeah. It's hard work. Lord knows I work hard.
So you gon' believe me.
all completely. I'm putting overtime in, so I'm sorta sleepy. And I haven't slept in years, so that's sorta creepy. Gotta beat me fair and square, but you ain't gonna cheat me. Now carry the weight of the world on my shoulders weekly. Blame the universe, that's how the stars work. Yeah, play your hand, that's how the cards work. Nah, ain't nothing planned, this is God's work. We working hard, cause
yeah,
it's hard
nigga,
work.
It's crunch time, and I'm just trying to eat just like a kid at lunchtime. And if you thought it was a joke, it ain't no punchline. Ain't nothing standing in my way, I'm about to get mine. It's hard work.
Lord knows I work hard, but I still got the thing on my job.